Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a chopped vinyl texture from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into something that feels right at home in jungle, old school DNB, rollers, or darker halftime sections. And the goal here is not just make a cool sample. The real goal is to make a texture that can sit behind your drums, support a drop, and give your track that worn-in, sample-heavy energy that makes the style feel alive. We are keeping this beginner-friendly, and we're using only Ableton stock tools. By the end, you'll have a loop you can arrange, automate, repeat, and evolve across a track. First, let's choose a source with character. You want something that already has a bit of dust, movement, or uneven tone. That could be vinyl crackle, a dusty chord stab, a chopped soul snippet, a noisy percussion loop, or even a spoken word or ambient sample with some personality. For this style, don't chase perfection. In fact, slightly messy is usually better. If the source has a little noise or rough edge, that helps the final texture feel believable. Drag your sample into an audio track in arrangement view. Keep it short to start, maybe 1 to 4 bars. If it's too clean, that's fine too. We'll rough it up with warping and processing. A good beginner rule is to use a source with some kind of clear transient or tonal movement. Ableton can stretch and reshape that much more musically than a completely flat noise bed. Now let's lock it to tempo. Double-click the clip to open clip view, and make sure warp is turned on. This is the key step that lets the sample stretch properly into DNB timing. If the source is tonal, try Complex Pro. If it's more rhythmic, beats is usually a good starting point. If it's noisy and dusty, texture can give you a really nice smeared, grainy feel. Leave the detected BPM alone at first, and only correct it if it's clearly wrong. And remember, in this style, you do not need super clean stretching. A little smear can actually sound better. Set your project tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, like 170 to 174 BPM. Right away, those little warp artifacts and rhythmic details will feel faster and more urgent, which is exactly the energy we want. Now we chop. You can do this a couple of ways. The simplest beginner method is to split the clip directly in arrangement view and trim each piece differently. Or you can duplicate the clip and edit each copy into a different fragment. Start with a few longer chops, like half bar or one bar fragments, then add a couple of shorter slices, maybe quarter notes or even smaller pickups. The key here is not to go random. You want a pattern, not chaos. Our really strong old school DNB approach is to think in phrases. For example, use one longer chop at the start of the bar, then a shorter answer near the end, then a tiny pickup into the next bar. That kind of call and response shape is what makes the texture feel musical instead of just decorative. If you want a faster workflow later, you can slice the sample into simpler. But for now, keep it visual and simple inside arrangement view so you can see exactly what's happening. Next, let's turn this into something playable. Drag the sample into a MIDI track and load it into simpler. If you have multiple slices, slice mode can make life easy. If you're working with one main source, classic mode is fine. At this stage, don't overthink it. You're just giving yourself more control over how each chop behaves. A few simple starting points. Keep the filter cut off somewhere in the mid-range so the sound doesn't get too bright or too dull. Use a fast attack if you want a punchy chop, or a slightly slower attack if you want a softer, more smeared start. Keep decay and release short if you want a tight rhythmic feel. If the texture feels too rigid, a little glide can add some degraded, sliding character. Then play a very simple rhythm, maybe 2 hits in bar 1, 3 hits in bar 2 with a gap, then repeat bar 1 with a slightly different ending. That's the big shift here. Now the texture is not just audio sitting on a timeline. It's becoming an arrangement instrument. Now let's give it some proper movement and grime with stock effects. A simple chain could be EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. Start with EQ8 and high pass the sound somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. We want to keep the low end clear for the kick and sub. If the texture gets harsh, gently dip somewhere around the upper mids, maybe 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add saturator. Just a little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on if needed. This helps the sample feel more like it's been through old gear. After that, use auto filter for movement. A slow low pass or band pass sweep can make a huge difference in arrangement sections. This is where the texture starts breathing with the track. Echo or simple delay can add ghost reflections and broken little repeats. Keep the delay times short, like 1/8 or 1/16, and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. Add reverb very carefully. Keep it small to medium, with a short decay. You want space, not a washed-out cloud. Finally, use utility to check width. In DNB, especially heavier styles, you do not want the texture getting so wide that it blurs the punch of the drums. Here's the mindset. Saturator gives you grit. Auto filter gives you motion. Echo gives you atmosphere, and EQ keeps it out of the way of the low end. Now let's make it groove. Jungle and old school DNB feel good because they are rarely too perfect. You can use the groove pool to give the chop texture a bit of swing and bounce. Try a swing groove or a breakbeat style groove and keep the amount subtle, maybe 10-30%. If you don't want to use the groove pool, just move a few chops a little early or late by hand. Tiny timing changes are enough. You're aiming for feel, not chaos. Now automate a few things to make the section evolve. Open the filter gradually over 4 or 8 bars. Bring up the reverb send on the last hit of a phrase. Add a tiny bit more delay feedback before a transition. Or duck the volume for a beat so the drums can answer the texture. That call and response relationship is huge. A chopped vinyl layer feels much stronger when it leaves space for the drums to speak. Think about arrangement now. In the intro, keep the texture filtered and fairly wide, with fewer chops. In the build-up, make the chops more frequent and open the filter a bit more. In the drop, keep it tighter and lower in the mix so it supports the drums instead of fighting them. In a switch up, let it become more obvious for a bar or two. And in the outro, strip it back into something DJs can mix out of cleanly. A simple 16-bar plan might look like this. Bars 1 to 4, filtered vinyl texture on its own or with light percussion. Bars 5 to 8, add a breakbeat and a few more chopped hits. Bars 9 to 12, let the full drop happen and keep the texture subtle underneath. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter more and let one delay hit lead into the next section. The important thing is contrast. In this style, a simple loop that changes every few bars often sounds more authentic than a busy pattern that never breathes. If you want more character, resample it. Create a new audio track and record your process texture for a few bars. Then drag that recorded audio back into arrangement view. This is a classic move because it commits all the little processing decisions into one printed piece of audio. Once it's resampled, you can warp it again, reverse a slice, cut out a tiny fill, add more dirt, or duplicate one bar and make a variation. That's especially useful in jungle and darker rollers, where the best textures often feel like they've gone through several stages before landing in the final arrangement. Quick warning on common mistakes. Don't make the texture too loud. It should support the drums, not compete with them. Don't leave low end in there. High pass it and let the kick and sub do their job. Don't warp it so hard that it becomes watery and fake unless that's the effect you want. Don't drown it in reverb. DNB still needs punch and space. And don't make every bar identical. Change one detail every 4 or 8 bars so the loop feels alive. A few extra pro moves if you want to push it further. Try saturator before echo so the repeats come back dirtier. Use auto filter as a performance control so you can sweep sections quickly. Keep the texture narrower in the drop for a tighter feel. Layer a very quiet break underneath if you want it to glue more naturally to the drums. Reverse 1 or 2 slices for little turnarounds. And if you really want that old sampler edge, add a subtle amount of redux after saturation. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right after this lesson. Make 3 versions of the same chopped vinyl texture. Version 1 is an intro texture, warped, high-passed, lightly reverbed, and loopable. Version 2 is a drop support texture, tighter chops, a little saturation, a little echo, and lower in the mix. Version 3 is a switch-up texture. Include one reversed slice and one obvious delay tail at the end of the phrase. Then arrange them across 8 bars. Start simple, build activity, then let the third version create a little lift. That's the whole idea. Use one source, shape it with warping, chopping, effects, and arrangement, and turn it into something that feels like it belongs in a real DNB track. So remember the big takeaways. Choose a source with character. Warp it to tempo. Chop it into phrases, not random pieces. Use stock effects to add grit and movement. Keep the low end clean, and arrange it so it supports the track, not just fills space. If you can make one chopped vinyl texture feel like it belongs in a full arrangement, you're already thinking like a proper DNB producer. Nice work. Let's keep going.